Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Tuesday, August 3rd, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows legislative candidates and their fundraising committees accepted about $3.5 million in campaign contributions in the first half of 2010. That's a record for fundraising between January and June in an election year, and more than double what legislative candidates raised just 8 years ago in 2002. The candidates and four fundraising committees controlled by legislative leaders had about $5.6 million in their campaign accounts as of June 30th. That's about 8% more than the $5.2 million they had mid-year 2006, and about 46% more than the $3.8 million legislative campaign coffers held at the same point in 2002. With us to talk about the Democracy Campaign Report is the group's executive director, Mike McCabe. Mike, there are lots of numbers in this report, but they all have one thing in common. Fundraising, no matter how you look at it, is higher than the previous gubernatorial election years in 2006 and especially 2002. Is this to be expected?
I guess we've come to expect that there's just this ongoing campaign arms race and that politicians are in such a heated competition for campaign cash that they just always are upping the ante. And so I don't know that it comes as a surprise, but it still speaks volumes about the current state of our politics when you see this kind of money being raised by candidates for state office. And there's just such astounding sums that have been raised in the past, and yet they consistently are able to trump that. They're consistently able to exceed those past fundraising efforts, and it just goes to show that they're engaged in an arms race, and there's not a heck of a lot of logic to an arms race. It's just one side feels like it needs to raise more to compete with the other side, and that causes them all to just go after money with a passion and with an aggressiveness that surpasses what they've done in the past.
Okay. Is there any particular statistic that stands out or that you find particularly alarming?
Well, I don't know that any of it amounts to a big surprise, because we've become so accustomed to seeing this ongoing endless increase in campaign fundraising. But I think the one thing that is worth mentioning that's striking is that not only is fundraising up compared to past election seasons where there was a governor's race for attorney general, races for other statewide offices, but it's up even over 2008 when legislative candidates were out there on their own. They didn't have to compete with campaigns for governor or for attorney general. So they didn't have those statewide campaigns siphoning off so much of the money. They really had the donor community at their mercy, and if you wanted to influence what was going on at the state capitol in 2008, legislative races were the only game in town. It really says something when even though you've got candidates for governor who are caught up in what will likely be a $40 to $50 million election, and when you've got candidates for attorney general out there competing for funds, that legislative candidates were still able to go out there and raise even more money than they were able to raise in the 2008 election season.
Okay. Some might argue the numbers are up this year because of the Assembly's 5-month fundraising ban last year while they were considering the state budget, and that legislators are trying to make up lost ground this year. What do you think?
I think they clearly are trying to make up for lost ground because, one of the things that is notable here is that while fundraising is at a record pace, they've raised more money than they have in past election years. Their total cash on hand, the total size of their war chests, is actually slightly down from the last election, which says that which I think illustrates the fact that they didn't do as much fundraising in 2009. And that has everything to do with the Assembly's ban on campaign fundraising during the budget process. Fundraising was down in 2009, so they've really ratcheted up fundraising here in 2010, but it still leaves them with overall war chests that are slightly smaller than what you saw in 2008. They're clearly trying to make up for lost ground, but they haven't quite got there. They actually still have less cash on hand in these reports than they did in the reports that were filed at the same time in 2008.
Okay. What did you think about the number of incumbents facing no challengers in November or in the primary and in the November elections?
Well, it's always discouraging when you see incumbents that get a free pass. And it's always, it's always a raw deal for voters in those districts when there's not competition, when they don't have a choice, and when it's a foregone conclusion who's going to represent them. But the numbers of current office holders who are getting a free pass is down, and down pretty notably from past election cycles. And I think what that can be chalked up to is the fact that this is a very volatile political year, and I think a lot of people see an opportunity. They realize that the electorate is in sort of a foul mood, and voters are frustrated with government and frustrated with politicians and politics as usual. And I think people see an opportunity that maybe they didn't see in past years, and they believe that they can overcome the advantages of incumbency and maybe knock off a current office holder. You're also seeing a whole lot more open races. There are
24,
and it's about double what we've seen in past elections. The number of current office holders who've decided to retire and leave the legislature, and so you're seeing a lot more wide open races, lots of contested primaries. That I think is again evidence of people who see an opening and they're flocking to those races because maybe they didn't want to take on an incumbent. They didn't want to deal with an entrenched current office holder in the past. But now when that person retires, boy, are candidates flocking to those races too.
They are also continue to be close margins in both houses too. It's 51 to 46 Democrats in the Assembly and 18 to 15, which seems to be a figure that's hung on forever in the Senate, 18 to 15 or 17 to 16, so it's always close in that house.
You know, that's an excellent point, too. I think not only do challengers and people seeking an opportunity here to maybe break through and win an Assembly or Senate race, not only are they looking at a very volatile political landscape and voters who are in sort of a mood to shake things up, but I think we're in an election where both houses are controlled by very narrow margins. And, you know, for quite a few years, the Assembly was controlled by Republicans by a commanding margin. It was hard to see how the Democrats could take over that House. Now it's a very narrow margin. Democrats have a very slim majority. So I think both sides see an opportunity to control either or both houses. And that, I think, creates for a much more competitive environment as well.
Thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details about the legislative fundraising report and to find out how much legislative candidates vying to represent you have raised, please check out the August 3rd report on the Democracy Campaign's website. Thanks for listening.